donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
You know, Joe, going all the way back into the 80s when I would be sitting in the meetings of the World Health Organization and the ACLU, Sierra Club, Planned Predators, all of these communist antichrist organizations, and they would be talking about ways of depopulating the planet, and they would be talking about things like wars and famine and disease, and one of the big things were vaccines, using vaxes and to depopulate. See, these are the people that consider themselves the elite. Back then, it was about 7 billion. I think it's about 8 billion now. And one of the things, when they were talking, they actually had an ark, Joe. Those people actually have an ark, and they had things in their ark, and one of them was a kind of a stone tablet talking about depopulating the planet down to 500 million people. And I sit in their meetings, and, I mean, again, these are people with this mindset that somehow they're elite. And the rest of us were basically parasites on the back of Gaia, Mother Earth.
Gaia, okay. Earth Goddess Gaia, yep.
Yeah.
They're worshiping the Earth,
yep. So
the creation.
All the way back in the 80s, we were talking about this, Joe. That was, that's been 40 years ago. And so, but here, we're going to listen to Karen Kingston because she's been looking into this and she's done figured out what we figured out all the way back in the 80s. And when we were talking about it, I went on the radio and I'd be telling people about this and there would be some that would understand. But for the most part, the vast majority of people could not wrap their brain around the fact that there are actually people out there that want to depopulate, want to kill off billions of people. And so when we would do these programs, I would often get calls from Joe Sixpack out there. Where do you guys get this stuff? How come it's not on the news? Joe, listen, Joe. Joe, yeah. Anyhow, go ahead and take it away.
So many of the questions that we have, that we all have about the 2020 COVID pandemic, the original deployment of the bioweapon, and all of its aftermath, and all of the theories about it hinge on one question. Why? If it really was a plandemic, if it really was the deployment of a bioweapon done premeditatedly, plotted by those in power, why did they do it? Why did it happen in 2020? If they wanted to cull the population somehow, why do it with the mRNA shots? What was the big plan exactly? Well, Karen Kingston thinks that she can answer these questions with her latest theory about criminal accountability, and she thinks that she's identified three academics who played a central role in the whole affair, which now shows motive for criminal intent. Karen Kingston joins us now with more on that. Karen, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Stu. And I get that question all the time, as you do, which is, why not just kill us all, right? If this was truly a depopulation, then why wouldn't they just kill everybody? And you had Francis Boyle on, a great interview on Friday, where you asked him directly, did the pharma companies know these injections were going to cause disease, disabilities, and death? And he said, absolutely they did. And, so you're like, oh, they must be these psychopaths. I mean, they are psychopaths. That they just want to kill people. It's like, no. What happened in 2019 was the pharma industry was pretty much over. I mean, Pfizer's total sales were around $40, $50 billion, and all their products had gone off patent. So with the mRNA technology, what happened? We know on October 22nd, 2020, they met with the FDA, Pfizer and industry, and they said, look, mRNA is going to cause all of these end-stage autoimmune diseases and cancers. So now you can create a pipeline of new products to treat all these new diseases. So, and you know what? There's going to be a death count as, some of the outfall of unleashing these bioweapons. And Pfizer said, we're okay with that. It even says on their website, they talk about how mRNA technology can cause death. And that's just one of the risks of using it. But it also created all these new markets. And the New York Times, just covered last Thursday on February 23rd, the big payout to the Andy Ward from La Jolla, Jason McClellan from Dartmouth, and Barney Graham from the NIH, who created the weaponized spike protein. So the title of the New York Times article is, After a Long Delay, Moderna Pays NIH for COVID Technique. And they paid $400 million for the creation of the spike protein that's produced by the SARS-CoV-2 virus and by the SARS-CoV-2 sequence and the mRNA that produces the spike protein from the COVID-19 injections. Now, here's the kicker, not the $400 million kicker that they got. The kicker is Barney Graham, Jason McClellan, and Andy Ward filed the patent for the S2P spike protein in 2017. So they did it again. And if people go, well, all she does is read patents. Well, the patents are really important. Why do people file patents? They file them because they want a financial payout. So this was very much motivated by money. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil, causing man to turn from his faith and pierce his heart with deep sorrows. They just didn't care that people were going to die. So I'm asked when I meet with law enforcement and criminal prosecutors, you know, what's the motivation? You know, and I can clearly show them it's financial. So Pfizer has a new product, Vindicale, that came out 2 years ago. It treats myocarditis that's caused by an autoimmune disease that produces proteins that attack the heart. Shocker. They have Mefembry, which treats heavy bleeding. It got approved in February 2021, a heavy menstruation in women. Okay. So they have all of these products. They have another one called a Peneke. Am I saying that right? And it treats inflammation of the spinal cord. So all of these things, you know, they talked about in October. And then by the beginning of 2021, they had all these products to treat it. So I think that's a big part of it. And what causes the disease is the spike protein. That is the bioweapon. I think this is this lawsuit that Barney Graham, Jason McClellan, and Andy Ward just won and got the $400 million payout. I think that that's, you know, incriminating evidence and shows motivation as to why they move forward with the spike protein. And let's go back to what Dr. Artis originally talked about, which is the snake venom in the spike protein, and the researchers out of Philadelphia who published a paper in 2021. And they took 38 samples from people in Lombardy, Italy, who had mild to moderate disease, and 8 samples from people who had severe disease and died. And when they analyzed the sequences, what they found was that the people that died had that super antigen spike protein, which had snake venom in it, which was cobra venom, crate venom, or the rabies virus. And they also found the HIV glycoprotein 120. And they said look, because the disease of COVID-19, the severe disease, it didn't look like an immune response from an infection, which sometimes children get from the flu. They said it looked like they were poisoned. And in fact, it is a poison. It's a bioweapon. So I think there's a ton of evidence, you know, I mean, it's clear now that this bioweapon was created and patented in 2017. And then the U.S. manufacturers and biotech and pharma companies were told, hey, we're going to create a whole new market for you, multi-trillion dollar markets of rare diseases now across 2/3 of the population. So your rare diseases no longer affect one fraction of a percent of the population. You're going to have 2/3 of the population.
There's headlines all over the place that attempt to discredit Watch the Water, which was the documentary that you're speaking of, where Dr. Brian Artis, retired chiropractor, said, look, I have been researching this extensively. My father-in-law was killed in a hospital to a drug similar to remdesivir. After he started digging into that, he went down the rabbit hole and he found all of the receipts. Dr. Artis has never talked about anything that he can't substantiate with published papers and literature and citing proof. That's why the importance of the patents that you talk about, because they openly admit essentially to looking for financial gain, you know, directly tied to what we refer to as psychosis, because we think that these people are psychotic and that there is evil intent as well. Do you agree with that? I mean, is Dr. Artis being vindicated more and more every day?
Yes, in regards to
snake venom. Dr. Artis specifically relating to snake venom. Is there snake venom, synthetic venomous peptides that are from the Chinese crate snake and the African king cobra in this bioweapon?
Yes, there is. There is. And I went on this with your show over a year ago. We went through this, that he brought to the global awareness and U.S. awareness that the pharma companies and biotech companies and our Department of Defense recreate synthetic venoms for purposes of use as toxins. So he brought that to our awareness. What happened, though, with the spike protein is it is specifically a bioweapon. Those toxins, the crate venom, the cobra venom, the rabies virus, are super antigens that cause an inflammatory response. And there's other data that shows that somehow or another they're attaching to the T cells and causing the T cells to attack self. So it's being used as a bioweapon. And snake venom, you know, crate and cobra venom are categorized as bioweapons by the U.S. Department of Defense as well. They are used in pharmaceuticals. I worked on a product called Ticasin that actually is snake venom derived. But what I want to talk about, too, is what Francis Boyle was talking about, you know, that this could travel 30 feet, that the Chinese government made an aerosolized virus. They made an aerosolized bioweapon using cationic liposomes. And so SARS-CoV-2, this is just more evidence. And we're going to go back to Dr. Malone's original patents and original papers. A cationic liposome, which we're calling a lipid, is a nanotechnology. Now, there was a paper from the researchers at the University of La Jolla published at the end of 2020 called Nanomedicine for COVID-19, The Role of Nanotechnology. So in this paper, Stu, they state what is SARS-CoV-2. They state that SARS-CoV-2 is different than SARS-CoV-1. It's 80% similar. It's 60 to 140 nanometers in size, and it has a genome of 30 kilobytes. Kilobytes are the size of programs, computer programs, okay? So the cationic liposome is a nanotechnology. The paper also cites the 2007 FDA guidance called Nanotechnology Task Force Report. And that includes whether or not the FDA regulates nanotechnology and should they regulate liposomes, including the manufacturing, chemistry, pharmacokinetics of it. Who invented the cationic liposome? Dr. Malone, he talks about it all the time. That means he created a synthetic product that mimics cells, mimics fat, and hosts an electronic charge. You can go to Dr. Malone's website. He proudly lists his research there, including the 1989 publication, Cationic Liposome Mediated RNA Transfection. Okay? And the paper basically, the technology enables an animal body to present DNA from a non-animal body, a non-mammal. Specifically, he uses the firefly, African clawed frog, and the fruit fly in here. But I want to read the opening abstract, which is, we've developed an efficient and reproducible method for RNA transfection using a synthetic cationic lipid. Okay, why don't they call it a cationic nanotechnology? Because that doesn't sound good. So a cationic lipid is nanotech. And I know Dr. Mullen doesn't want to talk about nanotech, and he doesn't want to talk about
snake venom. He was on the program. He said to me right at the beginning of our most recent interview, he said to me, I'm here to talk about anything except snake venom. That was after Watch the Water went amazingly viral.
Yeah. And so I don't know why he doesn't want to talk about it, because if you go to his website, there's the 1996 patent. Dr. Malone is the fourth author on this patent called Delivery of Exogenous DNA Sequences in Mammals. So that means, how do we get non-mammal DNA or non-human DNA to present in a human, such as DNA from snakes and bats and rodents, whatever. And in the patent, again, you know, it states how you can use the cationic liposome technology to deliver synthetic peptide vaccines. If you go to section 3, paragraph 6, it says, a large number of disease states can benefit from the administration of therapeutic peptides. Moreover, this kills me. Section 6. Moreover, selective delivery of toxic peptides such as ricin, diphtheria toxin, or cobra venom factor to diseased neoplastic cells can have major therapeutic benefits. So his technology is used to deliver ricin, one of the most deadly bioweapons ever, and cobra venom to aggressive cancer cells. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a scientist, too, but I bet there's safer ways to treat cancer than to deliver ricin into a human body or venom. I don't know. What do you think?
I think I don't know why Dr. Malone doesn't want to talk about the thing that he invented. I have asked the question about snake venom to him in the past. I asked him about a thing called prolines. He really deflected when I asked him about prolines. What are prolines, Karen?
Well, they're amino acids. And so what's interesting, so I'm going to hypothesize now. If you read the Pfizer biological application, it says that Comirnaty includes the full mRNA sequence of SARS-CoV-2 to produce the Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein with the insertion of an additional two prolines. That's what Barney Graham, Jason McClellan, and Andy Ward got paid on, right? So what are the what happens when the sequence for the prolines goes into the cell wall and into the cytoplasm, or as Dr. Malone calls it, the egg white? Well, then the mRNA can read that sequence of the prolines. And it's my understanding that the prolines can then be converted and manufacture these toxic peptides. So it's turning the cytoplasm of the cell, the prolines, those amino acids, the mRNA is reading it and then converting it into a bioweapon factory. And as Dr. Martin said on your show about a month ago, the American Heart Association had a poster that they presented in July of 2022, where they say specifically, our data shows that the spike protein from the SARS-CoV-2 causes heart muscle damage. Besides the direct damaging of the heart muscle, the spike protein itself is very inflammatory and may cause systemic inflammation that indirectly causes heart problems. That same paper I read to you from regarding that the liposomes are nanotech talks about how the spike protein can bind directly to T cells and cause the T cells to kill cells. Back to Dr. Malone's patent. He says right here, it's not just him, there are five other authors. Section 3, it would be desirable to provide a cellular immune response alone in immunizing agents against viruses for which antibodies have been shown to enhance infectivity. So what he's saying is, look, the antibody-dependent enhancement when you create antibodies to a spike protein or a virus can cause more disease and increase, you know, vaccine-associated enhanced disease. He's like, it would be better if we could get the T cells to kill the cytotoxin directly. Well, that's what this product, this bioweapon does. It causes, it's a super antigen that causes an overreactive antibody response in a cytokine storm. And it's also programming your white blood cells that it's not taking out to actually kill self. And there was another paper that was published in last year or in August 2021. And it's entitled A Drug Candidate for Treating Adverse Reaction Caused by the Pathogenic Antibodies Induced by the COVID-19 Virus and Vaccines. And it specifically states that our data shows this formulation can reduce the sickness and deaths caused by the pathogenic antibody spike antibodies. So Dr. Malone's invention causes two things. It causes antibody-dependent enhancement because it creates a super antigen, a bioweapon. And then it can also, through this cationic liposome, somehow attach itself to T cells and program the T cells to kill self as well. I mean, it is, when I read the master patents, and now I went back and read some of Malone's original patents, which back up the master patents, I have said this over and over again. I cried, and my crying turned into wailing out to God. If you understood what they're saying, this has nothing but harmful, evil intentions to harm humans. Immunogenicity is teaching the human body to kill self. And it's overriding God's perfect creation, how he made us in his image, with a nanotechnology that penetrates cells and rewrites our DNA. That's what it is. Now, they can't say they're programming the body to kill healthy cells. That's why it's all done under the guise of cancer research, Stu.
Yeah.
We're the cancer.
Always bringing the receipts, unafraid to talk about anything, and fighting these evildoers unrelentingly. Kieran Kingston, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
All right. We are back. And it's an interesting thing, Joe. Biden officials, natural immunity is not something we believe in for COVID-19. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Here, he's talking about they're still going to push our military, even those that have had in the military, those that have had COVID, that have a natural immunity, even though all of the science tells you that, they're going to push, they're going to still keep pushing the COVID shots on our military. And what they're doing is if you, here it says, they're saying that we're going to be stronger, our military is going to be stronger for doing it. Let me just read you this. The department continues to encourage service members and civilian employees to receive the vax, the COVID-19 boosters. And Cesanaros, who is the chief diversity and inclusion officer, can you believe that? Diversity and inclusion.
An inclusion officer. Yeah, I can. That's what the left always does. They have to have a, everybody has to bow to the new way of thinking, the new sexual revolution, and so they put people in charge of it.
Only, he goes on to say, and Biden's vaccine-censored policies continue to succeed at protecting our people at the nation's security. I can't believe it. Only a small fraction of service members refused to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Approximately 8,100 were separated from their employment involuntarily. Cisneros says that's a lie. There was a lot more than that. A lot more than that refused. That's a lie from Cisneros. His members now come in lower than figures complied last year, published the day of the hearing by the Associated Press. More than 8,400 troops were forced out of the military by Biden vaccine policies, including 3,717 Marines, 2,041 members of the Navy, 1,841 from the Army, and 834 from the Air Force. I know that there was a lot more. That's the numbers they gave, but I know that you can double that. In a stronger or weaker, are we stronger or weaker as a country after thousands of our soldiers left the military because of the vax mandate? Asked Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida. Congressman, I would say, are we stronger as ever? Or, Congressman, I would say we're as strong as ever, says Cisneros. Unbelievable, replied. How are we stronger after losing 8,400 service members? Demanded Representative Mark Milford, Republican of Missouri, a combat veteran. The Biden regime had unlawfully purged these members from the service and should reinstate them with their full benefits and their back pay. Well, again, you know it was a lot more than that.
And we know retention's down because there's been so much news and soldiers telling other soldiers and people, their family, about what's going on with all the sensitivity training, the diversity training, the, you know, CRT and everything. I mean, the military has been turned into one big social experiment, and the real men don't want any part of sharing rooms and bathrooms with trannies and, you know, transitioning females to males, males to female. This does not make a fighting force. What they're doing is destroying the military. They're putting the weakest people in, and the strong, healthy, the soldiers used to come from the Midwest. There were the Christian farm boys and country kids made up the bulk of the military, and we had the best military in the world, and that is rapidly going downhill. That is no longer true, unfortunately. And I'm just afraid, Pastor Ernie, it's going to get worse day by day.
Yeah, well, the good news, though, Joe, like I told you, I was at the Tea Party meeting tonight. The people are saying enough is enough. We've had it. They're saying this is nonsense. You have state legislation now passing legislation outlawing drag queen events. And the schools and things like that, and more of that is happening. I know here in Ohio, we're going to be battling some of these things when they come out here. We're going to meet them and go after them. But did you know the top 10 fears in America today, according to Chuck Norris? Let me go after this. In October 2022. Chapman University published a report that surveyed adults with 95 fears. The institution blog explained the Chapman University survey of fear is an ongoing project, now in a ninth year. Conducted annually, it follows trends over time and identifies new fears as they emerge. The survey is a nationally representative sample that gives an insight into what terrifies America. Unfortunately, it turns out that the majority of Americans suffer from tremendous fear. Many, perhaps as high as 85% of the population, live with a sense of impending doom. This is a classic sign of clinical anxiety. This year's top range from the fear of being a victim of mass shootings to fears related to the January 6th, the violent overthrow of the U.S. government, to fears related to immigration and gun control. Fears are ranked by the present, by the percent of Americans who reported being afraid at a very afraid. Now, here they are. These are the top 10. Ready? The number one, Joe, is the fear of corrupt government officials. Ha!
Yeah.
There has never been a time when we have had such a corrupt government. There has never been a more corrupt regime than the Biden regime. Even the Obama regime was not as corrupt. Even the Clinton regime. The Obama regime is completely and totally corrupt. Then the number two is people I love becoming seriously ill. With the corrupt government, 62.1%. People I love becoming seriously ill, 60.2%. Well, thank you, COVID, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, the vax.
Vax and COVID. I mean, you could put them together because first it was COVID fear, and then it was vax fear, and now it was, well, both, you know. So.
And then here you had number three is Russia using nuclear weapons. Biden's doing the best he can to provoke them, isn't he?
Poking the bear.
He keeps poking and doing the best he could to get a nuclear war going. Or number four is people I love dying. Number five is the U.S. involved in another world war. That's 56%. 54.5% pollution of drinking water. 53.7% not having enough money for the future. 53.7% also economic financial collapse. Number nine is the pollution of rivers and lakes, 52.5%. Number 10 is biological warfare. There you go.
Well, some of that goes along the Fed. You know, Jerome Powell came out today and he said, well, the United States owes more than we're worth as a nation. In other words, our debt is greater than the total worth of our nation. He said our debt is growing faster than the economy. Our healthcare costs are growing faster than the economy. And he went on, you know, go along with it. Social Security is going insolvent in 2033. That's like 10 years from now. Medicaid in 5 years. The Part A part of Medicaid will be insolvent. And our president has said we're not going to change anything with these programs as long as he's president. So nobody's going to be talking about it. They're all worried. That's the kind of thing that adds to the worry is we see, you know, a government that is out to really destroy or help the nation commit suicide.
Joe,
fears, I think.
What is the word? You haven't been listening to AOC. You haven't been listening to Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris. All you have to do, listen to what they say, is print enough money to pay off the debt. So all you got to do is just go ahead and print up enough money, and you can pay off the debt. Yeah. I mean,
right now, in the next 10 years, our the interest on our debt is going to be higher than our military budget, higher than all of our Social Security and Medicare combined.
Maybe Iran will give us some of those billions that Obama gave them.
And you know, they'd have to have a little interest with it, but
maybe the Taliban would. Maybe the Taliban would pay the American people instead of the Biden regime for the $85 billion worth of equipment was left there, huh?
Yeah, but I'm looking around. I see a lot of good news. I see mass migration from blue states to red. People are voting, Pastor Ernie, with their feet, just like the founding fathers set it up. The idea, if you didn't like what went on at a state, you voted with your feet and you went and lived in a state that more fit your lifestyle, you know, more fit your beliefs. And we're seeing that happen. And as that happens, the smarter, intelligent people are going to go to different states. We're already seeing California deep in debt. We're seeing every major Democrat-run big city collapsing, the violence, the crime. They're running deficits. They're losing their police forces. We're seeing things that are waking Americans up.
Already, we're up against the break. We'll be back right after this.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall shines from east to west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
All righty, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673 nationwide. But first, I got to tell you this. This Friday, Joe, you know where, Lord's willing, where I'll be this Friday? I'll be bringing it.
I have no idea where you're going.
I'll be at the largest convention, pro-life convention in America, the largest pro-life. Uh-huh. And it's right, it's a hop and a skip right down from our studio here. Bringing America Back to Life. Bringing America Back to Life convention of 2023. And that's March 10th and 11th at the Embassy Suites here in Independence. And, folks, you can find out more about it, Bringing America Back to Life. I think it's almost sold out. If you wanted to come, you better call and make your reservations now, because they always sell out. And it's the largest pro-life convention. I would encourage people to come and take a part of it. We have all kinds of speakers from all over the country going to be there. So that's coming. That's at the Embassy Suites in Independence, Ohio, bringingamericabacktolife.org. And that's Friday and Saturday. And I've been to all of them. And so here also, I got to tell you this very quickly. Salem stations have made us an offer here. The offer is they will reduce our bill, what this radio program owes, by $50,000. They will reduce it if we can pay an additional $100,000 by the 1st of May. Now, that's a doable thing, folks. You know, Joe, if everybody that listens to this radio program, if everybody that listens to this radio program were just to send us $1, we could do that twice or three times, okay? But that's all we would need, because there's an estimated, because we are coast to coast, an estimated 12 million people will hear some portion of this radio program, whether it's 15 seconds to 15 minutes is what they normally measure by. But anyhow,
was that by the 1st of May, did you say?
By the 1st of May, right. And
by
so,
the 1st of May, and they will drop 50,000 off.
Well, you know what? We might have a little bit, because they say by May. They don't say by what day in May, okay? They just say the month of May. So maybe...
Oh, by May, oh.
Maybe we can get it done. Maybe we could talk them into giving us the whole month of May, huh? Anyhow...
Hey, anyway, I wanted to throw something in real quick. Earlier you were talking about the environmental movement and all the stuff. It hasn't been much on the news, but England has been covered in snow. And right now on the Daily Star, UK weather maps show where Arctic snow will fall as 12 inches to hit Britain, and they're already walking around in snow-covered, wearing boots and gloves. And I've noticed all through the past couple of months, snow everywhere in England's been that way all winter. And headlines, California is going to see, L.A. will see more rain with more snow set to deluge San Francisco. They already had, 19, 17 feet of snow or something? And now they're getting more snow coming. And
well, that was in the mountains, but they did...
quite global warming.
They did have on this right there in the southern tip of California in the beach, they had 5 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Already.
So this global warming weather is getting worse, and they're going to have more of it. I just thought I'd let the folks know. Be ready. Keep your coats for the global warming.
All righty. We also have someone who has pledged $25,000, if we can get a matching pledge, $25,000, if we can get a matching pledge. All righty, let's go and take some calls. We got, surprise, surprise, Clifford.
Clifford called? Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I have a question for Joe, but also, you know, you mentioned Dr. Malone. One podcast I'd recommend looking at a little bit is the David Knight Show podcast, because this guy has clips from China, Europe, Africa, all over the world. That's the one show that does have that. But he made a comment on one of his shows. He said, Dr. Malone is criticizing this technology. Why did he invent it? And,
Well, he told you he invented it for the military. That's why he invented it.
He was
as a bioweapon. Right, to kill people, basically.
Yeah.
But my question for Joe is... you know, people don't look at this particular section of the prophecies, but Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 7 to 9, and then 18 to 20. In 7 to 9, it uses the word corruption, and then it says pure language. And I was thinking of the Tower of Babel. You had corruption and also corrupted language, where... I was listening to something, and someone said they, and they were talking about an individual person, meaning me. They were talking about themselves and say, like, you know, so they'd ask about that, this idea of corruption, and in that verse 9, I think it talks about Lord looking for people with pure language, relating that
sure,
to power.
Sure, language.
Thing,
is it which
right?
chapter? It's not in verse 9.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 7.
Oh, and 3. Okay, I hadn't. Yeah.
Right.
What he's referring to, he wants right. to reverse the what you had at the Tower of Babel, the confusing the primitive languages to all the people. And that's what he's talking about. Christ is to prepare. Yeah. When we enter into the millennial kingdom with him, there's going to be one a pure language. It'll be a pure and a clear language. And it won't be, I mean, today.
It didn't say what it's going to be, but it might be something new that we've never even seen or heard on earth before,
well,
right?
Hebrew was the first language, and my guess is maybe, I don't know, yeah. But who knows? I mean, you know, the Lord Jesus made in Jeremiah 31:31 talks about it, things were made anew. So who knows? But that's what he says. Therefore, I will turn to the people a pure language that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent.
One consent, yeah. Okay. So the whole world will be, in a way, he's talking about the one world order, one world language, one world law, and one world government.
And you know, if you look at 18 to 20, though, it's also saying undo in those two verses. So that's a reversal to undo something that's been done by the wicked, apparently, at the end of that chapter.
Oh, solemn assembly.
Well,
yeah, the reproach was a burden. I will undo all that afflict thee. I will save her that halteth and gather her that driven out. I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. That she's talking about bringing all his children home, all the children of Israel that come to him that will be, you know, put through the fire and refined and come to the Lord. That's what he's talking about there. All those that are afflicted and all those who were driven out, right?
Yep. Well, he's making another point when he's talking about it. For thousands and thousands of years, in fact, even today, including today, the name Israelite or Jew is a reproach and a byword
right.
To all nations. So in the day when the
revival of anti-Semitism all over the United States, Europe, all over the world.
But what he's saying is in the day when the Lord returns back their captivity, okay, turns their back, it will not be a reproach, but the word Israelite will be a praise, what he's telling you about here. All right, thanks. So we've got to move on. Let's go to, who did you say we had? AC, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Ernie and Pastor Joe.
Hello, AC.
First of all, concerning what the last caller said, the language wasn't corrupted, it was confounded, because in Genesis chapter 11, verse 7, the Lord is talking, and he says, go to, let us go down, and there confound their language,
right,
that they may not understand one another's speech. And that was to prevent one world government.
Right, so, at that time, yeah.
And so what we have today is we have man corrupting speech through, you know, personal pronouns and all this stuff. That's different.
And now, what he's talking about, though, during the millennial kingdom, we'll have one. We're all going to praise the Lord with one language. Okay, now.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, right. And so, what that will be, I'm not sure, but I know what the first language was, and maybe that'll be the same. I don't know.
Well, so, it'll probably be the love language.
Could be.
So, anyway, one more thing here. You had a caller last Friday, I'm not sure, but he was talking about a hole in the ozone layer over Australia. And First of all, there is no such thing as a hole in the ozone layer, because a lot of people don't know this because they haven't been taught science properly. But whenever you shine ultraviolet light in the presence of oxygen, you create ozone. So God installed a self-healing system in our atmosphere. So there's no such thing as a hole in the ozone layer, because the sun will replenish the ozone in the upper layers. Now,
Are you sure that was sure you heard it here? I don't remember that. I don't remember. You sure you heard it here?
Yeah, you had a caller that said there was a hole in the ozone layer over Australia.
About a hole in the ozone layer, but it's over the Antarctic, and it's a valve, they say, that opens and closes. It gets bigger and smaller, and all they did was, oh, look at this, how big it's getting. They forgot to mention sometimes it gets very small, you know, that half-truth thing. So.
Oh, okay.
But the reason, now he mentioned about excessive skin cancer in Australia. And if anything about Australia, they have all these nude beaches now over there, and have been there for a number of years. So I'm not surprised that people are getting skin cancer, because they're laying around on the beach nude.
In a very hot sun, right? Very direct sun.
Yeah.
Gee, I wasn't even aware of that. I knew that they had nude beaches in France and Sweden, especially. They have a lot of nude beaches. And Germany, well, actually, they have them here in America, too. So, all righty. Well, thank you for that, for giving us an education tonight. All righty. Let's go to Dale out in Chardon.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Ernie. Hi, Pastor.
Hey, Dale.
Hi.
Real briefly, Joe, I'd like to ask you a question, and maybe you'd want to talk about it off the air if possible. A friend of mine has two daughters that are living in Missouri, and I've not met the daughters recently. They're in their 50s. I saw them when they were kids. Anyway, they're involved in what I think is some kind of a cult. They live in Lynn Creek. Are you aware of any kind of a cult in Lynn Creek?
Lynn Creek's kind of far from him. I've heard that there's a lot of liberalism up in that area. That I do know.
Yeah, they're definitely not liberals. This stuff that they talk about seems to be a lot of preparedness, which I have nothing against that. But it all began when their dad started telling me about a Bible that they're using that's called The Scriptures, written by a guy, C.J. Coster, who also wrote a book, Come Out of Her, My People. It's this version of this scriptures thing is all Hebrew names and use of the name Yahweh and Yahshua. And I've got no problem with those two names, but it's just the way. And these girls, their most recent thing was they went out west and supposedly casting demons out of things like the London Bridge. They claim there's curses there, and it's really weird stuff.
Well, I know there are things like that happening all over. I'm not familiar. I'm not near Lynn Creek, but I do know that you run into things like that everywhere you go in this country now. That's just getting weirder and weirder every day.
Yeah.
Well. And that's the times the Lord has raised us up for this. I mean, look, I don't know if cursing London Bridge is worse than having bridges and overpasses and highways that are racist. You know,
yeah.
We have our government is insane. We've lost its. But everything they do is completely in total opposition to what the Bible teaches. So, God is not the author of confusion. Wish we could help you out with that, Dale, but I don't really know much about it.
Yeah, I know no more than Pastor Ernie knows, which is nothing.
Yeah, thanks. Let's go. It's that time, Joe. It's that time that we get to every night. You know, I mean, it all boils down. I mean, at the very end, the day is coming when none of what we're talking about today is going to matter anymore. Not the war out there in the Ukraine. Not, you know, not all of this insanity that the opposition is pushing, none of the bioweapon death shots, none of these things will matter to us. The day that is coming, for every single person that's alive today, only one thing will matter to them, only one thing. What is that, Joe?
Where they get to spend eternity.
So
I want to add some. Last night you mentioned a lot of people kind of don't like the invitation every night. They just want to hear the program. But I was thinking, if you're a saved listener out there, you should really never wish that we didn't do an invitation. If you're saved, you should want more than anyone that we do an invitation every night, because if you're saved, you know what the changes come over you, what the blessing it's been to be a born-again believer, and you would want everyone you know to become born again and have that peace that you have, that being a new creation in Christ Jesus. So, Pastor Ernie, we know that all of us, right, we have all sinned. What is it? I think it's in Daniel. We have sinned and committed iniquity, have done wickedly, and have rebelled. And even by departing from thy precepts and thy judgments, and neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name. And same thing today as it was in the time of Daniel, right?
All right, but what they got to do is, we're out of time. Call upon the name of the Lord. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. Jesus made it real clear. It's not really complicated. And people... people act like, well, I can't do that. Getting saved is, I want to live a little more freely for right now. I don't want to be thinking that by being saved that they're going to be put under such restrictions. They don't realize right now every sin that they commit is going to be held against them. But when you're saved, okay, what happens to your sins?
They're gone. Forgiven, like God has a giant eraser. They're erased.
Absolutely. So folks out there listening to me, do like Jesus said. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. Then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservations. And then you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer. Listen, you got God's word. You got God's word on this. You will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, you will be on your way, folks, to eternity. You will be on your way to eternity. And you've got God's word on all of that. You're going to die. That's a fact. And when you die, okay, it's appointed to all men who wants to die, and then the judgment. We don't go out of existence. We just change real estate. You're still going to exist in a different form. And believe me, you don't want to die in your sin. So if you have not done it, do it tonight, because you're running out of tomorrows. Until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.